Good morning, Albuquerque. It's the Go Local Boom radio show here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with ChispaS Performance Solutions. Thank you so very much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses in our communities. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at GoLocalBoom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business, more customers. Rocketbox SEO, launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. So my first guest this morning is Yesenia Ochoa from Freedom Tax. Welcome to the show, Yesenia.
Thank you. Good morning.
So Freedom Tax, this is the perfect opportunity and very timely because I just heard on the radio this morning that today is the first day that people can start filing their federal income tax. So I'm sure people are getting taxes on their mind and so forth. So I'm so happy that you're able to be on the show. So tell us a little bit about what you do at Freedom Tax.
Yes, well, we are located at 3118 San Mateo, and we do personal taxes and small business taxes. We also help with ITINs, renewal or to obtain your ITIN. We also have a bookkeeping, translation services, notary public. So anything that you need, we have at Freedom Tax.
Excellent. So how did you get started in the world of tax preparation?
Okay, well, I personally have been doing taxes for 2 years, and I just love what I do. So in the future, I'm looking to become a CPA. But we have been in, Freedom Tax has been in business for more than 15 years.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yes.
And so in terms of, I imagine that you're definitely a numbers and detail oriented person, right? Because that,
yes.
I think that's a prerequisite.
Oh, yes.
For being a tax preparer. So 15 years in business, and y'all are located at 3118 San Mateo. And so that's great that you all do personal taxes as well as small business. So for example, I have an LLC, so I could, if my tax preparer wasn't available, that's something that you would be able to help out with.
Definitely. Yes. Yes, we can. And we can also help with payments that you would need to make to the state. Sometimes people just get random letters from the state or the IRS trying to charge them back and they don't know why. We can help them also.
Oh, that's a really great point because sometimes you get those letters, I know I've gotten them, and they don't make any sense. Then
right.
You go back to your records and it's like, wait, I paid, and
yes.
So I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can help you there.
Excellent.
Definitely.
Excellent. So for the person who's getting prepared, I'm sure they're getting their W-2s by now, and or like me, the 1099s and all of that. So what recommendations would you give to that tax person out there that might stop into your office to be a better customer? In other words, what tips can you give them to be prepared to then take their information to whoever they choose to do their taxes?
Okay, well, they will need their W-2s, of course, or if the employers have until January 31st to give them out to their employees. So, but after that, if they don't receive a W-2, we can file with the last check stub after February 15th.
Okay.
And just make sure you have your ID and all social security cards, if not even birth certificates. It's very important to have all that.
Okay, excellent. So those sound like the basics. I am envisioning the person who does not do just the standard deduction, so has itemized deductions,
okay,
and who maybe has a file or maybe a shoebox full of receipts. So how can that person efficiently or quickly get organized so that they're not showing up to your office with this shoebox full of things,
yes,
that's going to drag out the process?
Okay, well, it's always good to sort out the receipts, make sure you have them by month. Totals, we always ask for totals. It's very important to keep a log of your expenses or your gas mileage and all of that. It is very important. Not just receipts, make sure you have copies of the receipts because those get faded with time.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. And so that would be probably more for the small business person. What about the person who doesn't have a small business? They work for somebody else and they get their W-2, but they have maybe deductions that they're not sure whether or not they can take them. Like, what would you recommend that they have prepared to then, again, meet with you?
Just bring everything that you can, that even if you think it's not deductible, just bring it in, and then we can see what you have and figure it out there. Everybody thinks that their taxes are the simplest ones, but just bring in everything. It doesn't matter if it's only if the form only shows 7 cents, just bring it in.
Right. Well, and that's a really good recommendation, because I think sometimes people might try to do their own detective work, if you right. will, and go online to whatever the website is and do their own research. And then they might end up missing out on something.
Right. Yes. Some credits. We make sure that everyone gets the credits that they are qualified for. So online, there's no way you can see if you file on your own, if you got the credits that you needed or that you qualified for.
Okay. Excellent. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest is Yesenia Ochoa, and she is here with Freedom Tax New Mexico. They can be located at 3118 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast. Their phone number is 505-883-5678. And so Yesenia was sharing that she's been preparing taxes for 2 years, and Freedom Tax has been around for more than 15 years. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to get somebody that's just right off the street preparing taxes. You're going to get experienced individuals that are going to help you prepare your taxes. So in terms of myths, what can you share with us? I'm sure you've heard lots of stories or things that people have come in and said, oh, well, my neighbor said that they got this deduction and I want that same thing. Like, tell us a little bit of yes. what you've experienced.
Okay, well, like you said, not because one person got $10,000 means everybody is going to get the same. Everybody's taxes are different. Everybody's. And even for $1 makes a big difference. So there's no way that if your neighbor got it, you'll be getting the same thing. No way.
That's excellent. And I think that can happen, right? I'm sure you do get people
yes.
that come in and say,
oh, yes.
oh, well, my sister-in-law said that I'm supposed to get this, this, and this. And mm-hmm. they don't know all of the ins and outs of that person's taxes, right?
Right. Or they ask, well, this year I made more. How come I'm getting back less money? Well, not because you make more means that you're getting back more. It all depends on withholdings. Withholdings are very important. Never claim more dependents than what you really have.
Oh, that's a great point for coming up. So
yes.
they can go to their employer, fill out, what is it, the W-9 that they
the
would fill
W-4.
Out?
The W-4.
Mm-hmm. And make sure, because that's a great point. Some people think, oh, well, I'm going to claim more so that I don't take out as much, but then they end up paying.
Correct. Yes, because then they didn't withheld the money that they were supposed to. For one person, it has to be at least 10% of withholdings so that you'll be okay and not pay. If it's only a single person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, folks, listen, if that's something that you're doing and you're surprised at the end of the year when you file your taxes that you owe, you owe it to yourself to check with your employer to make sure that your W-4 is correct so that you're not paying in the long run. And some people make the argument, at least I've heard, oh, well, I take out more and then I, you know, at least it's going to my savings and I just don't spend it. You know, if you're that disciplined, I guess that's a decent strategy. But if you're not and you don't like getting surprised with that tax bill, it's better to claim fewer people, right?
Yes. And I always tell people, just look at it as a savings. So because we all say, okay, I'm going to save this much out of my paycheck, and then at the end of the month we get it out or we spend it or whatever. And but if you have the right amount of dependents and your withholdings are right, then it'll be like a saving. So you'll get it back at the end of the year or when you file the taxes.
Right. And it's not, if it's the right amount, then it's not going to be a huge amount that you'll get back necessarily, but it's not going to be a bill either.
Right. Right.
Right. That makes total sense. So we have a couple of minutes left in this segment. So let's get your contact information and location information one more time so that everybody knows where you are.
Okay, so again, we are Freedom Tax Service, and we are located at 3118 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast, 87110. Our phone number is 505-883-5678, and we are on San Mateo and Candelaria, across the street from Peter Piper.
Oh, that's excellent. I was just going to ask you for a landmark, but that's easy to find. Excellent. And you can also find them on Facebook. So go to their Facebook page, and I'm sure they have lots of great information for you as well there. And an email, if you like email, is freedomtaxnm@gmail.com. So support local business, check out Freedom Tax if you don't have somebody preparing your taxes, and be treated with expert information. So thank you, Yesenia, for being on the show this morning.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Krista Benavides with Go Local Boom, here with Go Local Boom Radio and Chispas Performance Solutions. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Good morning and welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. And once again, bearing with my raspy voice. I thought it would be better and back to normal this week, but my body has other plans. So it's a good thing that we have some health professionals here this morning. And so you'll learn more about them in just a moment. But keep in mind that this segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes and conference keynote presentations and breakout sessions and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at ChispasPerformanceSolutions.com. My next guests are Dr. Eric Dahl and Dr. Travis Mason with Apollo Chiropractic Health. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
So, perfect opportunity to talk about health and wellness, especially when flu season is just hitting everybody and I think everything else under the sun. So, before we get to all of that, why don't you give us your contact information so that people know how to get in touch with you?
Sure. We are Apollo Chiropractic Health and Wellness, and the phone number for our business is area code 505-792-3311, and we are located on Albuquerque's west side at the intersection of Golf Course and Paseo del Norte, 8201 Golf Course Road Northwest, Suite C2A, and you can also find us on Facebook. And so please look us up, and we will help you any way we can.
Excellent. So, chiropractic health, I think probably people often just think about the bones, but the reality is you deal with the whole body, including things like people that are dealing with illness and things like I am right now. So, why don't you give us a little bit of background in terms of what you all cover in terms of health and wellness?
Okay, sure. Of course, people always think of chiropractors as the bone doctor, and despite past people might think, we are not bone crackers. We are adjusters of the spinal system. But we are actually licensed in the state of New Mexico as chiropractic physicians. So we are physicians, and we do hold doctorate degrees from accredited schools. And so we actually deal with the whole body, primarily looking at the nervous system and how the nervous system is affected by the placement of the joints and the muscular tissues throughout the body. So we look at the whole body as a whole system, not necessarily as individual systems, as the digestive system separated from the respiratory system. It's all connected. And that connection is the nervous system, and that is our primary area that we focus our attention to.
Excellent. And so how long have you been at your current location and actually in business as a chiropractor?
I've been in business as a chiropractor for about 3.5 years. We've been at our current location about 2.5 years. And again, we're located on the west side of Albuquerque. And it's been a great time. I'm actually a retired Air Force officer, and this is a second career for me. And just a little bit of personal history. The reason I became a chiropractor at the age of 50 is because my health was so dramatically improved my last few years in the Air Force when I started seeking chiropractic treatments. I went from being about 190 pounds, dropped down to 155 pounds, and ran 3 marathons in the last year and a half I was in the Air Force, just because my health improved so much.
Wow, that's impressive. And I think that's one thing that maybe people take for granted, not their health in general, but the causes behind the symptoms. There's often that approach of treating the symptom rather than getting to the root cause of those symptoms.
Exactly. And again, we're, as chiropractic physicians, we're looking at the whole body as a whole system. And so we look at very much from the causality standpoint, what is the root cause of a problem. For example, of course, we typically treat most people with musculoskeletal pain. But if somebody comes into our office with perhaps complaining of acid reflux or GERD, well, let's look at the system. Why is somebody having excess stomach acid? Well, it could be because they have low tone in certain parts of their nervous system. And so by doing chiropractic adjustments, we can affect how that nervous tone works in the gastrointestinal system and help them improve their digestion. Also, through targeted supplementation, we can help them achieve better health through nutrition. And then also lifestyle choices, such as eating the types of foods that actually promote health versus making your body more inflamed, which can then in turn hurt your health. So we look at the whole system. We look at the whole person, not just trying to cover up the symptom.
Right. Excellent. And so, Dr. Mason, tell us about your background. How did you get into chiropractic health?
Chiropractic really helped my family when I was younger. My mom got diagnosed with a pretty rare disease, and I got to see how chiropractic would help with the symptoms associated with that. So about the age of 10, I started opening up my anatomy books and started going toward that direction. And so I've been in practice myself for 2 years now.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. And that's, you know, I think that's one of the things, whether it's, you know, how people decided to go into a particular business in terms of non-health issues, but usually it's to help relieve pain of a loved one or of themselves, or just to find something about which they're passionate for whatever reason. And so having that connection to the family, then I think it translates well, and especially in the health and wellness area.
Oh, I agree. If you don't have that foundation of why, it's really kind of hard to stay in a business, you know, if you don't actually have your mindset to actually do it with your whole heart.
Right. I'm actually reading a book right, or I just finished reading a book right now called Start With Why. And that's exactly it.
Exactly.
Exactly. So what would a person expect? They go into your office, or they call and make an appointment first time. Maybe they've had some experience with chiropractic, maybe not. But what is your general approach to that person who's new to your office?
Yes. Yeah, so typically on a first visit, a patient can expect to come in, and the first appointment generally runs about an hour to maybe sometimes an hour and 15 minutes, depending upon the issues that they want to have addressed. But we do a detailed health history, and we take vitals of blood pressure, weight, height, and then we do a rather thorough physical examination of how they move. As the patient, there are so many things that because we are typically in Western society, we are a sitting society, and so just by sitting all day long, we actually develop improper musculoskeletal patterns that will affect our overall health. So we spend quite a bit of time looking and assessing how the body moves, and then we attempt to then through our manipulations restore that movement to more proper movement. A good example is a lot of people will complain of low back pain. And so everybody expects, well, just fix my low back, just adjust my low back. But because we are a sitting society, we actually have some muscles that originate in the abdomen and go down to our inner thighs. And by stimulating those muscles, it actually, because there's a yin and yang between the anterior muscles of the body and the posterior muscles of the body, if we can correct that imbalance, people's back pain just disappears, oftentimes without even an adjustment, just by manipulating the muscles.
Right. And so with that, that reminds me of what I've actually had done, the active release therapy or active release treatment. Is that something that you all do as a specialty also, or is that something different?
There's what's called ART, active release therapy, and it's actually a certification course. I'm personally not certified in ART, although I do understand the principles. Dr. Mason, are you?
I'm not certified as well.
Okay.
A lot of my colleagues are.
Okay.
Yes. So it's one of those things that certain chiropractors do choose to become certified in. And that is, so it, again, there's different approaches to therapy. And so one of the things that, we focus on, again, is looking at overall skeletal movement and how the body imbalances are affecting a person's health and degree of pain. And so we really work on those types of therapies that will restore those motions and movements. Some of the things we do in our office that you may not find in a typical chiropractor's office is something called instrument-assisted soft tissue mobilization. That's a big
phrase.
That's
a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. But what we do, we actually look at the muscles that have perhaps been damaged or have become not as functional as proper as it should be proper. And so we use tools to actually scrape out adhesions and scar tissue out of the muscles to restore proper range of motion. Our massage therapists, we have two massage therapists on staff that actually do therapeutic massage. And one of the massage therapists is certified in cupping, which helps relieve fascial tissue from the muscular tissue underneath. And then we also have another massage therapist who's a faculty member of Kinesiotaping University. And so Kinesiotape, that was completely developed here at Albuquerque by Dr. Kase. And so that's actually really supporting local business. But our kinesiotaping specialist does fantastic jobs of facilitating muscles that have become inactive and also supporting joints that are not as stable as they should be.
That's really excellent to know, because I know I've had the need for the kinesiotaping in the past, and to try to find somebody was just crazy. I found somebody finally, but and this was a few years ago before I ever met you at any ABQ West events.
Right.
But that's good to know, and I'm sure our listeners are going to find that information helpful as well.
Yes.
So listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guests are Dr. Eric Dahl and Dr. Travis Mason with Apollo Chiropractic Health and Wellness. They are located at 8201 Golf Course Road and Paseo are the cross streets, and their phone number is 505-792-3311. So in your pre-interview information, I noticed some fun information coming up. And so why don't you tell us about your connection with the Duke City Gladiators and the first responders event that's coming up?
Sure. The Duke City Gladiators are the local indoor professional football team here in Albuquerque, and their season begins in March. But there's a pregame season, or excuse me, a pregame prior to the season, where the Duke City Gladiators will play first responders from Albuquerque's police and fire departments. And so that's on February 25th, and it is a fun event, and it's a great, great way to start off the season. And one of the great things about working with the Duke City Gladiators, this is our second year at Apollo Chiropractic of treating the Duke City Gladiators. Last year was our first year, and had a fantastic time with the team. And it's always fun to go to the games. But one of the striking things that was really noted to us and that the players often commented on was that the players that we treated kept playing. They might come to us with an injury, but they were always able to get back to the next game. And so that was, they were very, very thankful for our services, keeping them healthy and playing. And so kudos to the trainers that work with the Duke City Gladiators from Evolve Strong, but our complimentary services and chiropractic really kept the team extremely healthy.
Excellent. So if you're keeping people that are getting knocked around all the time healthy, the average everyday person can certainly benefit from getting a checkup or getting a tune-up, if you will, by stopping in and taking advantages of the services and expertise that you all offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent. And so you all are located on the west side, but of course in your east side, it's only 20 minutes from anywhere in Albuquerque. So if you're thinking that, oh, they're not on the east side, just drive across town, visit the west side, and you will be treated, I'm sure, like royalty.
Of course, of course.
Yes. Yes. So we have about a minute left in our segment. And so is there any last, how about you leave our listeners with one quick tip for their overall health and wellness?
Okay. One of the things I'll leave people with is flu season. Your best prevention of the flu, wash your hands. I would even say that over getting the flu shot, personally. Keep yourself hygienically clean and wash your hands. And if you're sick, stay home.
Yeah.
And I think you should get your engine light checked. So pain is usually your engine light. And that if you're sitting at your desk all day, really give yourself that actual opportunity to get up and move. If you can, hourly, just to kind of hit the body move as well as it needs to help you from being stiff.
Excellent. Right. All right. Well, you have a special coming up, so I'll make sure to mention that in the wrap-up and so that everybody knows about that. But thank you both so much for being a guest on the show this morning.
Oh, we sure appreciate the time being here. Thank you so much, Krista.
It's my pleasure. Well, stay tuned, listeners. We'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. This segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. Want to spend less time on the social media and more time doing what you do best? Well, Social Bee Social Media is the game changer. They optimize profiles, help develop consistent branding, and enhance the connection between you and your clients. Contact Social Bee for all things social media. My final guest this morning is Dr. Norm Dawson with Balancing Life and Work. Welcome to the show, Dr. Norm.
Thanks for having me, Krista.
I'm so excited that you're here. We were just talking with Dr. Eric and Dr. Travis, and now we have another wellness expert in the room, and I think it's timely because this is the time when people are getting sick and so forth. But you're going to focus on something a little bit different. So tell us what you're going to share with us today.
Well, I'm really excited because in my years as a nutritional coach and consultant, there's been a lot of reasons why we have degenerative diseases. And one of those, of course, a lot of people are reading about is dementia or Alzheimer's, which is a form of dementia. And I recently discovered in talking to a colleague of mine, a doctor of audiology, that there's a lot of evidence out there that's just shown up in the last few years that showed that if you have a hearing loss, you are in line for a possible mental degradation or dementia. And so I started studying up on that, researching it, and then I've been delivering a free public announcement for several organizations around town and trying to help people understand that if you have a hearing loss and you don't do something about it, you might be susceptible to dementia. And at the same time, I'm incorporating into that that dementia and Alzheimer's can be reduced. The risk of getting it can be reduced by adequate lifestyle changes, including micronutrition. So I'm really excited about sharing this information. I've already got several standing room only places going. I'm booked through June, actually. And I'm ready to share this information with the public.
Excellent. So give us with that. I'm sure there's a lot of technical information that that is associated with that. But for those that might be hearing about this for the first time, give us a little bit of a summary, if you will, about the connection between hearing loss and degenerative diseases like Alzheimer's.
Sure. Well, first of all, I want to let you know that the incidence of dementia or Alzheimer's is about 5 million Americans right now, and that's supposed to more than triple by the year 2050. So it's a problem that's becoming more and more apparent, and it's costing lots and lots of money because there's a lot of people out there that are providing unpaid care for this. So that means a lot of people are having to take care of their parents or their relatives or whatever. So it's something that needs to be really looked at. So what was your question about?
Well, just in terms of a little bit of background, what you found through your research about that connection between hearing loss and Alzheimer's.
Okay. So what I found is that the brain uses as a priority, the priority for the brain is to breathe. I mean, obviously, if you're not breathing, you don't stick around too much longer.
Right.
And the same amount of energy is used for hearing. So what that means is that if you start to lose your hearing over a period of time, the brain is going to try to compensate and try to figure out how can I use the brain or what else should the brain be doing, trying to isolate and find that hearing information that's not coming in. So one of the things, several things that we found out in the research is that you might have more tendency to fall because the brain is using a lot of energy to try to keep yourself upright, but when it has to figure out where the sound is, then it reduces that energy for staying upright, so you have a tendency to fall more, you have a higher mortality rate, you have a tendency to be isolated more often, and basically the incidence and the reason for losing your hearing is not only from lifestyles, but it's also growing up in noisy environments. The biggest cause of hearing loss right now is
the earbuds.
That's it. That's the biggest loss of hearing loss. So So what I'm recommending is that people get a baseline hearing test, for example. Find out where you're at and then monitor it. And then if you're starting to lose your hearing, you need to do something about it. But we're also finding out that there are several leading causes of losing hearing besides the environment. Cardiovascular disease, kidney disease, and heart disease. All those three can contribute to hearing loss. But again, those are all lifestyle choices. And narrowing it down to the finest molecular level without getting really technical is that a lot of people have heard about antioxidants. Well, in order to stop the oxidation that goes on in the brain, because the brain starts to get, you know, like a little fire inside there. If the brain is oxidized, or the cells in the brain are oxidized, there needs to be antioxidants. And antioxidants need to work with minerals, vitamins, and other trace minerals. And they all work together, and people are just not getting adequate amount of nutrients.
Right, and with the fact that our soil is being so overused and so forth, so even I think I read somewhere that even organic food isn't as nutritious as it once was, because even if the chemicals aren't being used to produce the food, to grow the food, the soil in which it's being grown is overworked and not having a chance to rest and so forth. So those nutrients that they would get from the ground normally are being lost or aren't being absorbed by the food as it's growing.
Exactly. Plus, the way we process our foods nowadays with packaging, freezing, and shipping, and storing, and the chemicals that we use to try to grow these plants, all that reduces the value of the nutrients. So a lot of people think, oh, I can just eat my way to good health. Well, the evidence is out there that shows you cannot eat your way to good health. You must supplement. That's why they're called supplements. Even the American Medical Association, a few years ago in one of its editorials, said, doctors, we must get our patients on multivitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, because we cannot do it with just drugs and surgery and telling people to eat right. It just doesn't work.
Right. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, my guest is Dr. Norm Dawson with Balancing Life and Work, and he's sharing with us some research that he's recently come upon about the connection between hearing loss and Alzheimer's and dementia. He also is an expert in nutrition, and so was just sharing about how important micronutrition or micronutrients are. And so why don't you continue on with that idea of the micronutrition and what people can start to do to supplement educationally, if that's a phrase.
Sure, that's great. I do want to mention my next speech so I can give people
directions. Oh, do that now then, so we don't forget.
So I'll be doing my next talk called Dementia and Hearing Loss, Use It or Lose It, at the Oasis Albuquerque Educational Community. And that is located at, let me get my address here, that's located at 3100 Manal Boulevard, number 18 in Albuquerque, and that will be February 13th, starting at 6:30. And I'll be talking for an hour just on exactly what you're telling me, the educational aspects of it.
And that's a free event?
It is a free event.
Excellent. So, folks, write that down, February 13th at the Oasis, Albuquerque, at 3100 Manal, number 18.
That's right. Now, you ask about the micronutrients. Again, the micronutrients are the vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Unfortunately, anybody can make a vitamin nowadays. You could call Krista's Vitamins, put it into a bottle, and you can sell it as long as people don't get sick. No big deal. But the evidence is out there that's showing that most nutritional manufacturing companies do not have any standardization about making these products as long as they sell. As long as you don't get sick, it's not a big problem. But if you look at how drugs are made, for example, that goes through a very, very rigorous process. And so the company I recommend has a very rigorous process to make sure they're made as a model of pharmaceutical grade, so that people are really getting the nutrients into the cells. So, for example, let me give an example of that. If anybody remembers the periodic table, which maybe
I do, I'm a nerd at heart, okay. So I remember the periodic table.
Oh, good. Okay. So, for example, the body needs phosphorus for making some of those functions happen at the cellular level. So what happens if you don't have enough phosphorus in your body, then the cells have enough intelligence to go, well, what's in the bloodbath surrounding the cell? It will take arsenic, which is the closest element next to phosphorus, and that will put it into the cell, which, of course, you know, the arsenic is a poisonous product, and it will damage the cell lining. It will damage the DNA. So what happens when that cell reproduces? It's going to reproduce with the same damage.
Mm.
So over time, you begin to see that there's a cascading process of inflammation or damage to, say, for example, the cartilage, or damage to the brain, or damage to the heart, damage to the blood vessels. When that happens over and over and over, then there's that long-term inflammatory or oxidative process that has to be undone. So we need to make sure we have the right nutrients in the blood so that the cells can actually use.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense. And I think most people know that basic information. But as I often say in the corporate classes that I present and working with individual clients, knowing doesn't necessarily mean doing. And so it seems like the doing happens when there's that chronic illness or when there's so much pain they can't stand it anymore, rather than taking a preventive approach. And so I know as I've gotten to know both you and your wife, Barbara, over the years, so I actually know them from events at ABQ West Chamber of Commerce. We're all members of the ABQ West Chamber. And I don't know that I know two people that are more proactive than the two of you, because in any presentations that I've heard, as well as just talking, that's your approach and that's your philosophy, is being proactive. In other words, getting at the issue before it's even an issue.
Right, right. And we talk to people, we ask them, or we tell them what we can help them with is if they're concerned about that ongoing underlying health condition that just can't seem to shake, or if they're troubled by the fact that they're unable to lose that extra few pounds at the end of the year that starts with the first of the year, or they're just simply confused about the fact that, well, maybe I get up in the morning, I have lots of energy, in the afternoon they're going, oh, my energy level has dropped. So what we do is we counsel people and say, where are you at right now? Where do you want to go? Which one of these conditions do you want to address? And then we help connect the dots and offer some solutions.
Excellent. So how can people get in contact with you? If they don't end up showing up to your event, which I hope they do on the 13th, how can they get in contact with you? So give us your contact information.
Sure. I have two ways. Number one is the phone number, 505-252-7773. That's 505-252-7773. Or they can go to Facebook and just type in Facebook Norman Dawson or Dr. Norman Dawson. I'm not sure which one it is. Those are my two favorite ways for people to get a hold of me.
Dr. Norm. Yeah, I always just type in Dr. Norm and pops your smiling face.
There you go.
So, excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And I really hope people take advantage of the session. It's free. So, come on, folks. It's an hour of your time. And boy, it can really give you some great information either for you or a loved one regarding hearing loss and its connection to dementia. And that again is February 13th at Oasis Albuquerque, 6:30 p.m. And that address is 3100 Manal, space number 18. And if you want to contact Dr. Norm personally and get a consultation with him, which again, I highly recommend, is his number is 505-252-7773. So Dr. Norm, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
And I look forward to having you back when you find out new information, because I know you're always researching.
Thank you.
All right, folks, that is our final guest, and we'll be right back with a wrap-up. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. You're listening to Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. It's another great Saturday here at Go Local Boom Radio. We had another great lineup of guests this morning, and knock on wood, my voice has survived once again, and hopefully it'll be back completely next week. So our first guest was Yesenia Ochoa with Freedom Tax New Mexico. So if you're in the mindset of getting your taxes done earlier this year, contact them. They are located at 3118 San Mateo Northeast. Their phone number is 505-883-5678. You can also find them on Facebook, Freedom Tax NM. And so they prepare taxes for both individuals as well as small businesses. My next guests were Dr. Eric Dahl and Dr. Travis Mason from Apollo Chiropractic Health and Wellness, and they are located at the intersection of Golf Course and Paseo on Albuquerque's west side. And Dr. Dahl shared with me as we were finishing up the segment that he has a special going on just for Go Local Boom listeners. So get out your pen or your phone and make a note of this. So the special for Go Local Boom listeners, make sure to say that you heard this on Go Local Boom, is a package for $100, and that's for both massage and chiropractic services. So if you want to do both massage and chiropractic, it's $100. Or you can get 10% off an individual service. So you have some flexibility there. Also, be sure to check out their Facebook page. And if you haven't liked it already, go ahead and like their Facebook page, because on February 1st, they are going to be running some specials for Valentine's Day. And those are going to be located only on their Facebook page. So make sure that you go there and like them. And of course, share them as well. My third guest was Dr. Norm Dawson with Balancing Life and Work. And I don't know if he mentioned this in the segment, but he's actually a chiropractor as well. But his focus over the last many years has been more on nutrition counseling, and really has delved into doing a lot of research and making himself the expert, becoming the expert, he and his wife, Barbara, on nutrition counseling and making sure that people are working from the inside out in terms of their health and wellness. And his focus this morning was in particular on the connection between hearing loss and dementia. So he has a free presentation coming up on February 18th at Oasis Albuquerque, and it's a program called Hearing Loss, Use It or Lose It. It is at 6:30 in the evening, and the address for Oasis Albuquerque is 3100 Manal, space number 18. And Dr. Norm can be contacted at 505-252-7773. So lots of health and wellness experts on the show this morning, tax preparer on the show this morning. So again, support local business. That's what Go Local Boom Radio is all about. So make sure that you also, if you want more information or you don't get all the information on the show as you're listening, you can always visit us and find out more about the guests and get connected to them directly on golocalboom.com. And if you happen to miss a show, you can get the replay at golocalboom.com as well as on 1050ktbl.go-local-boom.com for all that information and to hear the past shows. So it's all readily available for you. So as I wrap up the wrap-up, I'll share with you another tip. Last week, I shared with you the importance of visualizing before you go into a presentation. But I also want to stress that you can use that for any situation. My daughter was asking me over the weekend about visualizing, because she was here on the show or with me on the show last week and was talking about, or she heard it on the radio, actually, now that I think about it. She heard me on the air and said, well, Mom, what's visualizing? She's 7. And so I shared with her that it's a picture in your mind of how you want things to happen. And so she is very much into gymnastics and dance. And so I told her, as I'm sharing with you right now, that for her, if she wants to do a perfect cartwheel, to play that video in her head about how she wants it to happen, because she's going to increase the chances of actually doing it that way. The same is true with adults, whether it's on the basketball court or in the boardroom or driving in traffic. However you want to behave in life, give yourself the benefit of visualizing it before you actually go into those situations. You will increase the chance of you actually having that happen for you. The same is true with what you want to say. Instead of having the retroactive effect of, oh, I could have said X, Y, and Z. Why didn't I say such and such in that situation? Well, rather than experiencing that, before you go into those situations, before you have those interactions with people, visualize it, play it out in your head before it ever happens, and you'll increase your chances of you saying what you want to say. So those are your tips for the week. I hope you have a great weekend. And of course, tune in next week for another great Go Local Boom radio show. And please share us with your friends and neighbors. I'm Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Tune in next time.